54 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check in on the commodity markets on this Monday morning. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We're seeing a lot of green across the screen here today, so that's a nice welcome change here. A couple things helping out. First of the month, we saw the commitment of traders report there Friday afternoon, reminding the trade that the funds continue to be large shorts, especially in the corn and wheat market. Those short positions grew again over that past week. So seeing a little short covering here with the first of the month. Also, just trying to decipher exactly how much concern we have with the wet weather around. Obviously, some very heavy rain totals around. Also, some concern in wheat country with the heavy rain and then also some snow as you move out farther west. So wheat market trying to lead the upside here this morning with corn and beans, so helping follow along in some short covering. We have May corn at 367 1/4. That's up 9 1/4. July corn at 375 1/4, up 8 3/4. East corn at 392 3/4, up 7 3/4. May soybeans at 962 1/2, up 17 1/4. July soybeans at 971, that's up 14 3/4. November soybeans at 966, up to 12 3/4. May Chicago wheat 433 3/4, up 15 1/4. July wheat at 447 1/2, up 15 1/4. May Kansas City wheat at 445 1/4, up 20 1/2. July KC wheat at 457 1/4, that's up 20 cents. Livestock markets a little bit more mixed here. Cattle are higher. June cattle 124.92, up 90 cents. August cattle 120.67, up 62. May feeders at 150.30, up 75. May hogs 67.02, that's up 5. June hogs at 73.85, down 15. On tap today, we'll have export inspections out here this morning, expecting crop progress out this afternoon, expecting the corn planting progress to be right in that mid-30s as far as planting progress. Of course, it'll be pretty quiet here over this next week. Otherwise, a nice start to the week here, Brian.
All right, Aaron, sounds good. Thank you very much.
Yep, have a great day.
You too. Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington joining us on this Monday morning. Quick check of current conditions. Temperatures in the low to mid-50s across our listing area so far. Pontiac checking in with mostly cloudy skies and 55 degrees. 52 right now in Decatur, 53 in Charleston and Mattoon, 54 in Danville, and 55 in Rantoul. We do have a flood warning for southern Champaign, southern Vermilion, Coles, Douglas, and Moultrie counties continuing until noon today. Flood warning for the Sangamon River at Monticello in effect until 3 p.m. Wednesday. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly cloudy and breezy today with scattered rain showers possible, a high of 56 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy with a low of 41. Mostly sunny, breezy for the day tomorrow and a high of 61 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 54 degrees at 9 o'clock. Stay tuned. 1A is next.